Air travel down 60% as airline industry losses top $370 billion. A new report from the UN's Air Transportation Agency confirms there was a dramatic fall in international air travel due to COVID-19 of around 60% over the course of last year, to levels last seen in 2003. The International Civil Aviation Organization, ICAO, said that as seating capacity fell by around 50% last year, that left just 1.8 billion passengers taking flights through 2020, compared with around 4.5 billion in 2019. That adds up to a staggering financial loss to the airline industry of around $370 billion, with airports and air navigation service providers losing a further $115 billion and $13 billion respectively, said ICAO in a press statement. As the coronavirus began its global spread, the air industry came to a virtual standstill by the end of March 2020. Following widespread national lockdowns, by April 2020, the overall number of passengers had fallen 92% from 2019 levels, an average of 98% drop-off seen in international traffic and 87% fall in domestic air travel. There was a moderate rebound during the summer travel period, but recovery was short-lived. Sectoral recovery became more vulnerable and volatile again during the last 4 months of 2020, indicating an overall double-dip recession for the year, ICAO said. The report notes a persistent disparity between domestic and international air travel impacts resulting from the more stringent international measures in force. Domestic travel proved more resilient and was the main driver of any glimmer of recovery to the industry, particularly in China and Russia, ICA notes, where domestic passenger numbers have already returned to the pre-pandemic levels. Overall, there was a 50% drop in domestic passenger traffic globally, while internationally, traffic fell by 74%, or around 1.4 billion passengers. The plunge in traffic has put the entire industry's financial liability into question, said ICAO, and threatens the viability of millions of associated jobs around the world. It has also severely impacted global tourism, given that more than 50% of international travellers used to reach their destinations by plane. ICAO said that the regional breakdown in losses showed a $120 billion loss year-on-year in the Asia-Pacific region, $100 billion in Europe, $88 billion in North America, followed by $26 billion, $22 billion and $14 billion in Latin America and the Caribbean, the Middle East and Africa, respectively. The agency described the near-term outlook as one of prolonged depressed demand, with downside risks to global air travel recovering predominantly in the first quarter of 2021 and likely to be subject to further deterioration. It does not expect any improvement until the second quarter of 2021, although this will still be subject to the effectiveness of pandemic management and vaccination rollout across the world.